What's up, podcast? So today's the first episode of The Journey, and I am super pumped. So this was something I was thinking about the other day, about laziness. And it's something that, as I thought about it more and more, I realized that laziness isn't such a bad thing. Now, there's been times in my life where I've been, like, very lazy and haven't done, like, anything, and times in my life where I've, like, worked constantly for months. And what I've really come to realize is that laziness doesn't mean like you're some kind of bad person or a failure or a degenerate. Or I think there's a lot of negative kind of connotations with it or with laziness. But I really think what it is that when you're feeling lazy about something, it's an indicator of a lack of passion or an unhappiness in that thing. So I think, like, for me, sometimes I feel that way about school because I personally am not super passionate about traditional school and, like, going through that and standardized testing. Like, it's not something I enjoy at all. And so I'm kind of more lazy towards that, or I'm more lazy towards certain chores versus other chores because I don't like them as much. And I think that it plays out in careers too. When you see people who hate their jobs, not only does that usually bleed over into laziness in other areas of life, but these usually aren't the same kinds of people that will then go overachieve in their jobs. It's laziness is an indicator to watch. And usually the lazier you are, the less passion you have, and the more unhappy you are with your life or what you're doing or the responsibility that you have. And now that doesn't mean that no matter what, if you feel lazy towards it, don't do it because it makes you unhappy or something. Like, you have responsibilities that you have to take care of. But if, say, you hate your job, but you have student debt or a mortgage or whatever, do it till you don't have to do it. So do it, but then on the other hand, be doing that while balancing out something that really makes you happy that could eventually replace what doesn't make you happy. So maybe that's starting a side hustle that could eventually become your full-time income, or working part-time somewhere you really, really love until you get a better opportunity. Or maybe it's just completely switching careers or going back to school or something. But if something's making you unhappy, if at all possible, audit it out of your life. Because that's really what I want for myself and for everyone who listens to this, and everyone who doesn't listen to it, and for everyone who listened to it at any other point. I just want them to be happy, to be able to wake up every day just pumped, because happiness is, in my opinion, the key to success, and that's what success is it's being happy independently. So it means that you're just happy and content with your life, independent of what other people do. It's this thing deep inside of you that is only really, in my experience, comes out when you're doing something you really find meaningful and really enjoy. And when you have that happiness in what you spend most of your time doing, it's like you become a completely different person, and you become so much happier as a person and more productive, and you just feel better. And when that is in place, other people can't mess with that. That's what success is it's happiness. And that's kind of, I think, really important, is that I think we have this kind of Instagramified version of success in our culture. Of like, oh, success is Rolexes and Ferraris and all this stuff. But I think it's really more happiness. It's like, I once heard someone say, like, oh, at least I get to cry in a mansion, or I'd rather cry in a Ferrari than smile in a Toyota, or something like that. And it's like, that is such a ridiculous backward thing, and that's so common, is disheartening at best, and I think really not a good thing. I think that, in my intuition, it's like, it's better to be happy than anything, to have meaning than anything. And I think that when you look at what people say and what people talk about versus what they actually do, it doesn't correlate quite like that. A lot of people say they want meaning or happiness, but they aren't willing to make the sacrifices to attain what they really want, or they don't want the responsibility that comes along with the meaning, or things like that, or of that nature, where it's just like, I think happiness has the highest ROI of anything. Because if you're about making money, if you're doing something that makes you happy, you'll do it a lot more and you'll do it a lot better. So you'll probably end up making more money. If you're worried about your family or your relationships, if you're happier, those are definitely going to be better because you'll be a better person to be around and you'll be better able to handle things. And that's something that there's been times in my life where I've been like clinically depressed. And that's a time when everything in my life just suffered a lot. Every relationship I had, every project I had, every dream I had. I mean, it's a very deep topic, depression, that I don't want to get into right now, but it's like comparing every aspect of my life then to at times when I'm really just happy. That's kind of, it's night and day. It's so much better when you're happy as a byproduct of chasing the things that make you happy and that you feel are meaningful. And that's different for everyone. It's like for some people, you know, the best thing is being part of a softball team and taking your kids to soccer practice and working 9 to 5 and making $47,000 a year. And like, that sounds like a really good life if that's what makes you happy. You know, there's a reason why a lot of millionaires commit suicide. It's because the things you have to sacrifice for that, if that's not something that makes you happy, if the journey of getting good at business or something isn't something that really legitimately makes you happy deep down inside, the things you have to sacrifice to be really good at that are everything else. Like, if you look at people like Jeff Bezos, who is materially super successful, but his family was the expense of that. His friendships were what he had to give up to achieve that. It's like, if his company isn't the most important thing in his entire existence to him, then maybe not now, but he'll definitely lose. And things, I think happiness is just so important, and the meaning that causes it. I've talked about in the past how happiness is a descendant thing, how happiness just kind of, how chasing it's a bad thing, because when you chase happiness, you usually end up finding things like drugs and alcohol, because happiness is a descendant feeling. You don't control when it happens. It just kind of happens. And I talked about my 2-week challenge of monitoring yourself when you feel happiest so that you can find things that you find meaningful. Well, for me, it's like when I found the things I found meaningful, and the more and more I've chased after them, the happier and happier I've gotten, the more pumped up I've been. And just the better everything's gotten, because it's defining your own metrics for your life and chasing the things that you as an individual in your own context really find important. And it's a very individual thing. So like, I'm sure some things we value are more universal and shared, and some things are very individual or particular or just bizarre. And that's okay, because how all people are bizarre and individual and particular, it's part of being human. And I think that we all owe it to ourselves to, at any cost, chase what really makes us happy in the long term. Any discomfort from quitting a job or judgment or anything is 110,000,000% worth chasing what you find meaningful and what makes you happy. Because the things that you find meaningful, the pursuit of those things, you'll invariably become happier, and you'll find moments of happiness more frequently. And that's a huge thing. So I think that when you're feeling really lazy, like, oh man, I really just don't want to do that. It's like every once in a while, even things you're passionate about, you don't want to do. That's just how things are. But if every time you need to do something, you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't even think about it. Odds are that's something that if you can withstand the hit, you should audit out of your life. And that can be things, again, like a career or a coworker or your best friend from high school who you might have to limit the amount of time you spend with because they just drain you so much, or things like that where it's really important to kind of put yourself first in your own happiness, because we have one life here. There's a 1 out of 400 trillion odds that you were born a human, and you have one chance. You have one chance. And I've talked about this a few times with mortality, motivation, all that stuff, but it's like, you're here one time, and nobody knows what's after that. Nobody knows what's after that, and you're here once. So make this one time enough. Make this one time the only time you need. Make it glorious. It's like, in the game of life, you're all in, no matter what, because it's going to kill you. So if you're in this game all in, make it the most amazing playing of the game you possibly can. And that's something that there's a few games in life that you can't play half in and half out. And the greater scheme of life is one of those. I mean, when you're making decisions, you can be like, oh, I can experiment with this a little bit. But then there's other things where, like, oh, if I do this, I have to go all in, or else it just, you can't do it. You know, a relationship is like that. It's like either you're in or you're out. There's no in between. And then there's different degrees of that. It's not that quite that simple, but it's not too much more complicated than that. So it's like, you're here once. You have one life. So make it count. Make it everything it possibly can be. And don't just live it going goal to goal to goal to goal. Make sure you're enjoying all the in-between. Make sure you're acknowledging all the in-between, experiencing it. Because life's a lot of things, and an experience is one of them. And parts of the experience are beautiful and amazing, and parts of them are really, really bad. And in my experience, it can be hard not to drown out all of the good with the bad, but when you realize how much more good there is than bad, and you really take the conscious effort to do that, I guarantee you, you'll feel so much happier, and it'll be so much more productive, and you'll be able to help other people so much better. It's like, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of anybody else. So make sure you take care of yourself. And that's why I think laziness isn't such a bad, horrible, crazy thing. I think it's overly demonized. Laziness and procrastination are nothing more than indicators towards a lack of passion or sorts of unhappiness. If you really dread doing something or seeing someone, odds are they're either a source of unhappiness, or it's something that you're just not passionate about or don't care about. And in the past, I've done a 3-part series on minimalism, and I'll probably start talking a little bit more about minimalism again. But that's the entire concept of minimalism in a really short snippet. Is it's everything in your life that isn't necessary, that doesn't really make you happy, that you don't find meaning in. It's just not there. It's a philosophy of auditing your life to be all that it can be and all that you need it to be. And that's an important thing to do, is to audit your life, because if you don't, it gets overly cluttered, and it's not what you want it to be, and it's not organized, and you end up lost in a floating ocean of just trash that you can't get away from. And I think laziness is an indicator of some of the earlier parts of that. And when you repeatedly ignore that, when you repeatedly don't audit things that are sources of, if you don't audit out things that make you unhappy or that you're not passionate about, eventually they all just build up. And then that's what you're left with. And the process of them removing those, if you ever do, is horribly difficult and hard. And so if you do it incrementally, as things come up, it's not a bad place to start, in my opinion and experience. I think that when you find things you're really passionate about, you wake up super pumped to do them. You know, if you find a lot of meaning in your work, you're going to wake up super pumped to get up and go after it and go to work and kill it and come home. And you love your family, so you're super happy when you're with your family. And then you can, you know, go to bed or whatever it looks like for you. Happiness should be the goal. Happiness and meaning and adequacy as a person, I think, are the highest goals to shoot for, because they're the hardest. To really intentionally chase down the most meaningful and rewarding things will always be the hardest thing to do. In the story of King Arthur and the Round Table and their hunt for the Holy Grail, it says that they all started by going into the spot where the forest looked the darkest to them, which is the idea that in the places that are the most terrifying and the most difficult and are the hardest, that that's where the greatest value is, because that's where the Holy Grail was. It was the most valuable thing in existence. And so their hypothesis, and I think an accurate one, is that in the scariest, most difficult path, at the end of that is the most valuable things. And one of the most terrifying and difficult things you will ever do is seek out meaning and happiness, because it means you're going to have to confront a lot of things to do it. To get to the truth, you have to go through a lot of lies and a lot of twisted words and messed up things. To get to happiness, you have to go through all of your unhappiness, experience it and think about it and figure out where it comes from and handle it. If you want to live a happy life or a meaningful life, it's not super complicated, but it is difficult. It's like if you're really out of shape and you want to get in shape and go to the gym. And I mean, it's like New Year's resolution time, so it's like that kind of mentality. It's like, guess what? You can think about it a lot. You can do it a lot. And it's not that hard or that complicated to get in shape. But it is difficult. It requires hard work and sacrifice to do it. I mean, I've consumed thousands of hours of health-related content, from keynotes to interviews to videos to books to articles to scientific studies to you name it. And what I've realized is it boils down to every fitness thing ever should be eat wholesome foods, eat not wholesome foods in moderation, and exercise. That's it. It's not that hard. However, it's easier said than done. And if you say you want a meaningful life, well, that's easier said than done. If you say, oh, I really just want to be happy, it's like, that's easier said than done. Because to be happy, you have to not be afraid to chase the things that make you happy. And the reason that you're not happy right now while you're listening to this is because odds are there's either some judgment or some retribution or some possible abstract outcome or consequence to chasing that thing that makes you happy that's keeping you from doing it. That's one thing that I've learned, for me, is one of the greatest motivators and one of my greatest fears, and that's regret. I think everyone should spend more time with their great-grandparents, or go volunteer at an old folks' home, or an assisted living facility, or anything like that. Because when you see regret in the eyes of a human being, it is horrible, because there's nothing you can do. When you're 90 and you're old and you're done, you're done. When you're 98, it's like, that's it. You had your chance. And if you blew it, you blew it. And that's a horrible thing to see in someone's eyes. And it's a horrible thing to feel. And the only way I can possibly think to avoid that would be to chase down the things that make you happy and that provide you meaning. And to do that unapologetically for who you are and what those things are. And that takes self-awareness and independence. And it's scary, but it's not as scary as realizing that you had one chance and you messed it up. I think that if you really want to be happy, you just have to go for it. I have spent a ridiculous amount of my time in contemplation and thought and planning and thinking about 100 different ways of how things are going to turn out. And the truth is, you just don't know. And something I'm still working on really hard every day is just do. Just do. That's one of my biggest things I'm trying to focus on right now, is just doing. And not overthinking things and trying to figure out every possible outcome to pick the right choice, because there is no right choice. And if you're 50-50, you're 0-0. If you're in between two options, you're not making either, you're at a standstill. And with the way the world works and the way life works, you don't have a lot of time. And so if you're 50-50 for a year or a day or however long that is, you're 0-0 that entire time. That's time you never get back. And who knows? You know? You just don't know. So you just have to pick a choice and go with it. And when another choice comes up, you have to pick it and go with it and go with your gut and go with what you feel is right. Because that's your soul, your conscious, that little voice in your head that says, do this. That's your soul, and you can trust that. That's what faith is. You just need to have faith in the fact that if you do what you feel is right, in the pursuit of the things you think are meaningful, no matter what happens, it'll be okay. It'll be what was meant to happen. Because the world's a weird, serendipitous place. And I promise you, if you're unhappy in your current situation, the only logical thing to do is to figure out where that source of unhappiness is coming from and to change it. And sometimes it can't be changed. And that's when you just have to change how you look at it. But 99.9% of the time it can't be changed. Because either it's a thought you have, or something someone said to you, or some relationship you have, or some job or career or whatever it is, or commitment. And nothing is worth your happiness and peace of mind. You have this one chance at life. So do it right. That's my greatest aspiration as someone who is young and still has a lot to learn and a long way to go. I should try to do it right and try to make it as extraordinary as I possibly can. You have a 1 out of 400 trillionth chance of sitting there and listening to this podcast, of being alive. You have a 1 in 400 trillionth chance. You already won the lottery. You are more likely to be struck by lightning 14 times in your life than you are to be alive. It's like, you won. You have this opportunity. And no matter what case scenario you were born into, no matter what income, race, gender, color, orientation, whatever it is, because you're alive, you have a ridiculous amount of opportunity, especially in today. So make the most out of it. Because if you don't, you're going to regret it. It's going to be too late. I desperately don't want that for any of you. I want everyone who's listening to this right now to hit pause and go do something that makes them ridiculously happy and go pursue something that they're passionate about and that they find meaningful, and to let the other things in their life that hold them down and that make them unhappy, let those sources of unrest burn away, and to pursue the meaning and joy that you deserve. Not that you're entitled to it, but the fact that, in my belief, through work and kindness and truth and a little more work, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, if you're self-aware enough to know what it is that makes you happy or what it is that you find meaningful, chase those things down because you have one chance to do it. One shot. I desperately don't want any of you to waste it. Because if I see one of you listen to this 50 years from now and there's that look of regret in your eyes, I will know that I have failed. And I might say I told you so, but who knows? The point is, you have to do the things that you find meaningful and that make you happy, or else you're wasting the greatest opportunity any metaphysical collection of existence has ever had. You have a life as a human being. And if you're listening, or if, like, whoever you are, if you are alive, you have an opportunity that is outstanding. And yeah, there's a lot of hard things in life. There's a lot of reasons why not. There's a lot of negativity. But I believe that positivity is more realistic to the actual truth. I spend a lot of time thinking things were worse than they were. And I think a lot of people do that, if not to the same extent that I have, to at least some extent. You need to realize the things that make you lazy when you think about them that you don't want to do. You need to recognize the things that are sources of unhappiness and unrest and a lack of passion, and you need to audit them, let them burn away, control them, handle them, deal with them so that you can pursue the things worth pursuing. You listening to this right now one day are going to die. That'll be it. You'll be gone. You'll be done. You're in this game and you're all in. So, in this next week, make sure that you make this game the best game anybody has ever played. Ever, period, exclamation point. And I desperately want that to be what you guys take with you and carry with you for the rest of the week. And with that, have a great rest of your week. You guys are all absolutely amazing to listen to this. Thank you so much for all the support. There's a support link in the show notes below where for just the price of a cup of coffee every single month, you can do a whole lot to help support the podcast. I have an email in the show notes below if you want to email me your thoughts, your input, if you want to do an interview. Whatever it is, send me an email. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. I love your feedback. I love your feedback, good, bad, ugly. It's all great to me. So go do that. And with that, you guys are all, if nobody's told you today, you guys are all amazing, beautiful, wonderful people. So have a great rest of your day.